This is a special edition of Armed American Radio on the road, live from Salem Radio Network Studios in Washington, D.C., as I officially kick off the Second Amendment March on our nation's capital. I'm your host, Mark Walters.
Check, check, check. Now we're back. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live from the Salem Radio Network Studios in Washington, D.C., where, again, it is extremely festive. And we just had Mr. Larry Pratt, president of the Gun Owners of America, walk in. And Lieutenant Bill Hunt is sitting here mic'd up with his headphones on. And Lieutenant Bill Hunt, of course, has been on the show before just recently. Sean? Right?
Yes, he has.
And Sean Young, my producer, is co-hosting tonight as we officially kick off the march. First thing before we get going, I would like to mention our newest sponsor, Galco Gun Leather. Folks, you've heard the ads. I think they were running.
Yes, they are.
In the last hour. And we had ManCow come on, and boy, he rocked the boat and tilted it over. And
yeah, he did.
We didn't quite get there, and we kind of got off base a little bit and let him go to town, and it's going to be fun with him tomorrow. But this is a very special edition of Armed American Radio. Coming to you live from Washington, D.C. to kick off the march, and I'm just going to go jump right into it and bring in Lieutenant Bill Hunt. Lieutenant Bill Hunt, welcome back, this time face-to-face.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to meet you,
great.
Mark. Thanks.
Orange County, California, man, you are a really fresh idea out in that really goofy part of the country.
Yeah, it's an amazing, somebody who really wants to just have our elected officials respect their oath of office and respect our constitutional
How
rights.
How dare you?
And that is the exception rather than the rule.
How dare you?
Yeah.
What kind of idea is that?
Yeah.
You know, but what I like about it, we talked about you last week on the air, and you weren't there, but it was all good.
All right.
And we were talking about, actually with, who do we have on? Sheriff Mike Raines.
Yes, we did.
Okay, you familiar with Mike Raines?
I'm not.
He's up in Eaton County, Michigan, and get this, folks, get this. Do you know who I'm talking? Larry's over there.
I do.
You do know who he
I
is.
Interviewed him on my show.
Did you?
Yeah.
This man, guess what he does? Do you want to tell everybody what he does to us? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
You don't remember.
It was been last week.
It was too much going on this week. So
I hope I leave a better impression.
Exactly. What Sheriff Mike Raines does up in Eaton County, Michigan, is when he gives his permits out, of course, it is a shall issue state.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I remember.
He deputizes the law-abiding citizens in his county and gives them police powers of arrest because his work is already done. He's already vetted these people. The federal government, who we have to beg permission for to exercise our rights, has already done that work for him, and he knows those people can be trusted. And because he trusts his law-abiding residents, Lieutenant, he allows them to come help the citizens in his community in times of emergency.
Absolutely.
What a fresh idea that is. Hats off to Mike Raines up in Eaton, Michigan, in Eaton County, Michigan. That's great. But for you in California, you guys got some really goofy, wacky people running that place.
Oh, yeah.
And here
crazy.
You come in running on freedom.
That's it.
Because it's the government, isn't it? It's the government and the pundits and the media out there and the goofy stars and the Sean Penns and all the wackos who don't want to respect our rights as citizens. And now you're running on it because you are smart enough to know that the people do.
Right.
What kind of response are you getting?
You know, we're getting a great response everywhere we go. It's just like out here. I mean, the Tea Party movement is in full swing in California and in Orange County, which is great. You know, I ran for sheriff 4 years ago, and it was tough to get support. And the ironic thing, this is what I was talking about then, our constitutional rights. Mm-hmm. Somebody who, you know, I said said from the beginning, the sheriff shouldn't be in the business of protecting people's rights and not restricting them. And, you know, that doesn't seem like a really strange concept to me, but it's pretty tough out there in California right now, particularly on the Second Amendment issue. I mean, just this year, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed into a law, a bill requiring registration of ammunition.
Wow.
And we very narrowly escaped acquiring more than 50 rounds of ammunition a month, a violation of law. That doesn't mean purchasing. That means acquiring. So if you obtain some from your brother or a family member. Now, first of all, how can you enforce that?
All right. Exactly. Now, what you're saying is, let me get this straight. I come out from Arizona, a very free state, where we were last week and where we will be talking about later today and where we will be talking about next week. Mm-hmm. And I bring 100 rounds of ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
That's against the law? That would have been if that had passed?
It would have been if a California citizen obtained that from you, and it's more than 50 rounds a month.
Wow.
And the problem with these gun laws, we have enough gun laws on the books.
Mm-hmm.
What do gun laws do, really, though? They don't keep the crooks from
exactly.
getting ammunition. They don't keep the crooks from arming themselves. They keep you, the law-abiding citizen, from being in a position to defend yourself.
Exactly.
And really,
yep.
that's what the Second Amendment's about.
Well, of mm-hmm. course it is. It's not about hunting, folks.
Right.
It ain't about hunting. Right?
No, it's about protecting yourself and being able to protect your family.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
you're going to put restrictions like that, you can, how can you protect yourself?
Yeah.
But then again, that leads to big government. That leads to everybody having to defend or depend on other people to help them out. So you got two things going on right there. You know, so
well, we're big fans. We're, as you know, and, mm-hmm. and as you know, you've been on a couple times yep. now. You know, we have a lot of sheriff candidates on.
Right.
We have one coming in from just north of Albuquerque, New Mexico, next week, who is also running on the right to bear arms, which
yeah.
is a beautiful thing. And we're seeing more and more of that. The oldest elected office in the United States is the sheriff.
Yep. You bet.
And to have you guys come in, Jay LaSure has been on.
Yeah, he's great.
You know,
very similar philosophy.
Does he stand a chance down there?
I don't know. You know, you never know until the election. There are many more people in the race down in San Diego. I think he has mm-hmm. six challengers down there. So that's going to be a tough race. But I think he's right on the issue. So, and he's supported also by some of the same people, Joe Arpaio and
Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, Richard Mack.
Richard Mack was going to be here, but he didn't get in until 10 o'clock. And unfortunately wasn't going to make it in time tonight. But he will be there tomorrow, and we will play some of the audio. Sean's grinning over there because it's going to be really fun stuff
yeah, it is.
When we're talking to these guys on the air. But tell us now, with you know the chances that you face out there, because mm-hmm. California, when you get out of Los Angeles and you get out of San Diego and you start moving north
right.
up into the rural counties, is a conservative state.
Yeah, we've got some pretty good sheriffs. Margaret Mims up in Fresno County, Clay Parker in Tehama County. There are several sheriffs in the state that have really Second Amendment friendly concealed weapons policies. But, you know, fundamentally for me, I think California needs to be a shall issue state. We need to start fighting for that because think about it. When one person, I don't care if they're appointed or elected, can arbitrarily, with subjective criteria, determine what your rights are. Would mm-hmm. we allow that with our First Amendment right?
No, of course
you know,
not.
If you walked into the sheriff and you got a letter in the mail that said, hey, Mark, guess what? Your First Amendment rights restricted, but Sean, you can exercise yours completely. And Pat over here,
yep.
He can't exercise them at all. You know, we would revolt against that.
Absolutely.
Well, Stuart talked about that today a little bit. And one of the things that I like to mention a lot is talk about the First Amendment because you bring it up.
Yep.
Chicago, Mayor Daley, boo. All right, we all know this guy's a criminal. We know right. it.
Oh,
we know we know the political machine in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we know what it's about. And we know what it's trying to accomplish. It's trying to create try to treat the people as subjects. And it's worked for years.
Yep.
But Mayor Daley, does Mayor Daley have the right to tell you when you come into the, when you cross the borders into Chicago that you can't talk about certain things or read certain materials? Of course he doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Right.
So why should he be able to tell you? Now, ManCow sits here. There was a report out of Chicago yesterday. 7 more shootings in Chicago in one day yesterday.
Oh.
And I sit there and I think I scratch my head. That's not possible.
Yeah.
No, the news media has it wrong. And you know that they have it wrong because guns are banned in Chicago.
Yeah,
so that can't
exactly.
be
yeah,
that
exactly.
can't be
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
And Larry's smiling.
Yeah.
Larry's laughing. He's chuckling over there because how can that be?
Well, you know, the reason why it's be because people, law-abiding citizens, cannot
That's
carry.
It.
That's yeah. what it is.
Ah, there you go.
That's what it is. As long as the law-abiding citizen is tied down, the criminals can do whatever they want to.
You know, I bet you could go anywhere in Dallas.
Oh, guarantee it.
You see, you don't even know if to hear what I'm going to say.
Guarantee it. I can take you to places in Fort Worth and Dallas.
Where
get
I could
anything.
Do what?
Get you any weapon you want.
Now, I wonder, when the criminals run a background check on me, what does their paperwork entail?
Only background they're going to run is greenbacks.
I see.
That's as long as you got cash, they will play. That's it. You know?
So give me your money, I'll give you a gun.
That's it.
And there's nothing legal about that transaction, obviously. We're being a little bit sarcastic here.
Absolutely.
But that proves our point.
Right.
And the same thing in Los Angeles. There's neighborhoods in Los Angeles. I bet
yeah.
you could get a gun, isn't
Well,
there?
Our plan is to get as close to shall issue as we can all around Los Angeles. We'll run all the criminals in there. And guess what? Sooner or later, they're going to wake up, too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. How tough is that going to be? Because California's got a machine very similar to Chicago.
Sure, they do.
You got a terrible political machine. And Los Angeles is very similar to Chicago in that it's controlling the state.
But there is no better time than now. California needs fundamental political reform at every level, and it's a great time for this issue, too. People are paying attention, and they're plugged in, and it's part and parcel. You know, when I'm out on the campaign trail, I say the Second Amendment needs to be the litmus test for every elected official. I don't care if they're a school board, city council, whatever it is. Because if we allow, because our elected officials get a pass on the Second Amendment, and if they will do that, on that issue on the campaign trail, where are they going to stand when the chips are down on your First Amendment rights or your Fourth Amendment rights?
Absolutely.
Perfect timing.
All right.
Lieutenant Bill Hunt,
thank you very much.
Now, it's a pleasure to have you here. Sean Young, we'll be right back after these messages, folks. And we've got Larry Pratt, Tim Schmidt. We're the order. We're just going to kind of play it by ear. We will see you in just a moment on the Armed American Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Cheers and cheers in here, please. As we continue our Second Amendment March special broadcast, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. We're also getting some emails. We've got a lot of guests. We're moving quickly today, so bear with me. We'll get to as many as we can. And we've got Larry Pratt sitting here, president of the Gun Owners of America, good friend of this program. He's been on here before, but now you're sitting here, and we don't have the background, and we can talk with you about some fun stuff. But Larry, before we get to you, thank you very much. We have a caller from Arkansas. We have Brian, I believe. Is it Brian, did he say?
Yep. Yes. Yeah.
Brian in Arkansas. Hi, Brian. Welcome to Armed American Radio, man. You picked a good one to call on. How are you?
Hey, real good. I'm an armed American.
Good. Congratulations. Cheer for him, everybody. He's an armed American. Yeah. Right. Welcome to the show, Brian. What's your question tonight?
Well, I don't really have a question, but I had a conversation with a young lady who's running for Congress, and I asked her what the Second Amendment meant to her, and She began to tell me that she's strong on the Second Amendment, but she thinks that gun registration and having to have a license to carry a gun was a good idea. And she began to tell me that criminals don't abide by the law, and they get their guns any way they can. But then I stopped, and she told me herself that she carried in Virginia. And because it was just too dangerous not to carry, and how criminals are going to use any weapon that they can. And I stopped and asked her, I said, then why are you for gun registration and or license? I said, my wife and I cannot afford to pay the taxes in order to protect ourselves.
Well, Brian,
and she really didn't have a good answer.
Well, she never will, but my first comment to you is, how dare you ask a politician a question? How dare you? Where do you get off with that and think you're going to get an answer, unlike I don't care about the Constitution in this case, you know? All right, well, that's great. Thanks for calling, and let's let Larry answer and talk about that for a second. Brian,
well, Mark,
thanks very much.
There are a number of pro-gun candidates in Arkansas, and I'm going to be there Friday and Saturday to endorse a fellow that's been in the state Senate. I've met him before, followed his career, and his name is Gunner DeLay.
Oh, yeah.
So he's the real deal, and, we don't endorse unless they're the real deal.
Right.
So it's going to be a real treat to be there and do a little politicking with him.
America's no-compromise gun lobby, and you mean it.
And that's the kind of guys we look for. We especially have been looking and always have been looking for people who've been willing to take on their own establishment, who've been willing to stand up to their friends, which are the hardest people. It's easy
sure.
to oppose Nancy Pelosi. She's on the other side. Mm-hmm. But what do you do when a Mitch McConnell starts going wobbly on you?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you follow him or do you cut your own path?
Absolutely.
Right. Let me ask you a question. First off, Brian, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate it very much. Larry, let's talk about Harry Reid. For a second,
if you insist.
I have to ask you this, because we,
that's
as gunners,
a four-letter word, I think.
It definitely is a four-letter word, my friend. Let me ask you this. You know, he's running out there. He's got an uphill battle.
He can run, but he can't hide anymore.
He can't hide anymore. That's right. Now, the NRA is supporting him.
Yeah, well, we've endorsed Sharon Angle, former legislator in Nevada. Somebody who has stood up to her own establishment, tried to take out a rhino from the state Senate, mm-hmm. who's really done us a lot of hurt. She's beginning to move in the polls. She hasn't been in the lead in the Republican primary heretofore,
but I think she's got a good shot at it, and she's got time. And any of the three of the Republican candidates, the main ones, that are vying for that nomination would beat Reid. So, hey, let's have the real deal. Let's get Sharon Angle.
Right, right.
So,
now, if Reid, first of all, what do you think the Republicans' chances are in the Senate this year for overtaking the Senate? Do you think they've got is there a shot there?
There's a shot. I think it's more likely that there's going to be a turnover in the House for sure. Nancy Pelosi better start getting used to traveling on non-special fancy planes and not being able to shuttle her family around anymore.
Absolutely. On my dime?
On my dime,
on
too.
My dime, your dime, Sean's dime, everybody else's dime. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Exactly.
Now, who's going to take over as Senate Majority Leader if Reid loses and the Republicans don't take the Senate? We're looking at Schumer or Durbin, are we not?
Those are probably the two guys that would be the most likely. And frankly,
that's nauseating to me.
It's just more obnoxious because they're more in your face. But Reid is not any different from those other two.
Right, so, the dirty deal making, the backroom gigs, the whole nine yards.
But they're not going to be able to run nearly as many dirty plays because even if you expect the Bobbsey twins from Maine to cut on you, there's likely to be enough real Republicans in there that they could stop most things that might otherwise have gone through before.
Mm-hmm. That the gun issue with Reid has always fascinated me. The NRA will support Reid because he has voted along their political lines for years.
He always votes with us when we don't need him.
You're pretty much. But that's exactly right. You make a great point. And I guess that's what I'm getting at, because now how do you balance that in your head?
Well, I'll give you an example. During the fight over health care, we identified two major problems that were specific to gun owners. The one was, without a prohibition, you know that they're going to start making their own rules up in the bureaucracy. Without a prohibition, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, vetoed a concealed carry law in Kansas as governor, would have said, owning guns, why, that's dangerous behavior, just like being fat and all those other things. So we're going to raise your insurance premiums because of that. Well, how will we know that you have a gun? We'll just get them registered. Yep. Well, after a year of hollering and a year, Reid and all the other Democrats said, GOA don't know what they're talking about. The word gun isn't in the bill. Well, it wasn't. That's true. But finally, in the last version that he put through the Senate, which is now the law, he did block that very problem.
Right.
But the other thing that he left was something the NRA had supported, and that was you lose your right to keep and bear arms without any due process if some doctor has put a medical diagnosis that says you might be a danger to self or others.
And that's backdoor.
That's backdoor, and he was playing ball with the NRA. The NRA obviously doesn't want to overturn something that they put through.
Well, also, too, you see how many times, and I know it's happened in my neighborhood, Sean,
yes.
When you go in with a new doctor, you're bringing your kids in.
Yep.
Questionnaire, do you have a gun
in
the home?
And insurance companies.
Insurance companies, that's right.
Voluntary now.
Right.
But under Obamacare, very likely that's going to be one of the required questions you have to answer.
And this, folks, is what we're talking about when we're talking about backdoor politics, dirty backroom deals, because what they're doing is they're doing an end run around the Constitution.
Absolutely.
We talked about it at the press conference today a little bit with the Small Arms Treaty. Larry, let me ask you about that. The UN Small Arms Treaty. Stuart Rhodes brought up a great point. Bill Clinton, was it ratified by the Senate, but never signed by Clinton?
No, the other way around.
He signed it, but the Senate never ratified it.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the danger there?
The danger is we'll kill it in this Senate, but it means that it'll be sitting on the shelf waiting for the next bad Senate to come along.
Okay. Which will happen.
Gotcha. By the way,
we're getting ready to take a break. Hold on to that thought. We're going to bring you back after the break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back from Washington, D.C.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, Arizona passes, and Governor Jan Brewer signs constitutional carry in Arizona. Yeah, making it the third state. And hopefully that's a train that pulls out of the station and keeps on rolling across the country.
Straight to Texas.
Oh, right. Anywhere anybody lives in the United States, because that's the way it ought to be. We are back with Larry Pratt, and we're going to keep rolling here, and we're going to bring Nikki Gosar in just a couple minutes. She's been a guest on the show before. You know who she is. Larry, welcome back to Armed American Radio.
Hey, thank you so much for the show. I really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. And before we were rudely interrupted by whoever that was playing that music, we were asking you about the question of the Small Arms Treaty. And we kind of led into that a little bit by talking about backdooring through the health care bill.
Right.
Well, now this has been left open. Most people don't understand that this has been left open in the Senate, because you hear people talk about, well, you know, the no small, no, any treaty is going to have to be ratified by the Senate. But there's a little bit of problem there, isn't there?
Well, if it's there having been signed by the president, then any future Senate can just pick it up because there's no shelf life expiration, I should say, date on these treaties. So it's going to now it's officially before us. What John Bolton had done, one of the really good things that the Bush administration had done, was to send him up to the UN, and he flat out killed it and told him, hey, we got a Second Amendment. We're not going to do that.
Right.
So now that has been overturned, if you will. And we're going to see in the future how important that decision was. It'll take a president in the future, hopefully, to simply say, tear it up and throw it away so it's no longer before us.
Yeah.
But it can be done.
It can be done. By the way, I would like to urge people, we got a free email alert that goes out, and it's the way you find out what these sneaky things are, what they're doing it through the back door. A lot of these fights come up. The only way you can fight them is by getting an email and then sending an email back to the Congress that we send. So go to gunowners.org and avail yourself. It's a freebie, but it makes a huge impact. We hear all the time from staff up on the Hill, hey, keep those email coming. They're making a difference.
Now, you do hear from the Hill a lot. You're very active there.
We're lobbying there. That's our main focus, really. Right.
What can you tell us? Is there anything that you can tell us about what's going on right now that we need to know?
Well, we think we're coming out on top of a fight where there's been destruction of spent brass, and Gary Marbot, who's the head of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, has been very key in contacting his members of Congress, and it appears that Representative Rehberger has been effective in getting a company, ATK, I think it is, that was grinding up a lot of this stuff to stop. We think there may be some others that still need to have their cold dead fingers taken off. But it looks like that's being resolved. That's good. What really needs to be done is to slash and burn the budget of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Amen.
These guys are like legal terrorists.
Yeah, unbelievable what they get away
with. Badges.
Gary Marbot's been on the show before, and Gary Marbot, I should let you know, is the individual that actually penned the Montana Firearms Freedom Act.
He sure did. This guy is at the cutting edge. He didn't quite find the votes to do what Wyoming did, but Wyoming, of all the seven that currently have such a law, said not only will the federal government not be able to enforce federal gun laws if the gun was made in the state and stays in the state, but if the feds try to impose it in contravention to Wyoming's law, that's a criminal offense in Wyoming.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great thing. And, you know, we've seen five states now follow suit. We've seen Utah,
six others. Yeah.
So we've seen Utah, Tennessee.
South Dakota.
South Dakota just came on board. They were the last. Wyoming, Montana.
I'm already beginning to lose
Arizona.
And then you've got Oklahoma, which is on the verge of doing it. Alaska is still to report in. We could end the year maybe with a dozen states.
Now, what's the federal government's response to this going to be? I know they're sitting back and watching and waiting before they make a determination.
They're in court, and we filed a brief, which, again, is on our website at gunowners.org. And we made an interesting argument, I think, there. We said, look, you don't have any authority for any federal gun laws, so get your hands off of these things. And the 10th Amendment nails down what you couldn't understand coming up before that. These laws, I think, if they can get to a dozen or more, then no matter what happens in court, and I wouldn't expect the federal courts to be good to us, why should they rule against their buddies that are giving them all this unconstitutional power? If we have enough sheriffs and enough counties and enough states that have these laws, the sheriffs will enforce the 10th Amendment.
The Lieutenant Bill Hunt.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And the Michael Raines.
Absolutely.
Yep. Did you like hearing about Michael Raines up there?
Interviewing him was a hoot. This guy is on the cutting edge. He wants to be known, hopefully, as the Joe Arpaio of the Midwest. He's very familiar with Richie Mack's work. He thinks that one of the first things he did when he became sheriff was to tell his men, look, you're no longer going to be measured for your productivity based on how many speeding tickets you get out. So I want you off the interstate, which I guess was their speed trap in this rural county.
Sure, sure.
And I want you in the villages and in the townships so that there's a presence and the people will know that the cops are there.
That's a beautiful
thing. Isn't that something?
That is. Larry, I want to thank you very much for joining Armed American Radio tonight. It's really been a
joy
pleasure.
Joy to be here.
Cannot wait
seeing
to see
you tomorrow.
Cannot wait to see you tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. That was Larry Pratt. Yeah. Thank you so much. And we're going to go ahead now
very
and
nice.
Bring in,
very,
very, very fresh to hear, Larry. Thank you. And we're going to bring in Ms. Nikki Gosar. Nikki Gosar, who is doing tremendous work, not just in Tennessee, but she's a good friend of this program. She's a good friend of mine. And everybody knows the story. Maybe you don't know the story. We have a number of new affiliates. By the way, Tifton, Georgia, Sean.
Yes.
Is added tonight. Tifton, Georgia is listening to Armed American Radio.
Yes, they are. They are
just
hooked up.
Yeah, the March of Freedom just relentless across the United States. Nikki, welcome to Armed American Radio. It's a pleasure.
It's nice to be here, Mark. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. It's fun to have you in the studio again instead of being on the phone. Now, you're fighting. You're speaking tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not your first rodeo when it comes to speaking engagements lately, is it?
No, I've done this like 8 or 9 times now.
8 or 9 times. And you've been in what state so far fighting for what?
I've testified in Ohio before the House and before the Senate as far as trying to influence lawmakers.
Restaurant carry.
Restaurant carry
right?
bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're getting ready to vote on their own restaurant carry bill. I've done a lot of lobbying just on my own as a private citizen in Tennessee. For the restaurant carry bill there, I believe it's HB 3125, sponsored by Representative Curry Todd in the House.
Right, who has been on the show.
Yes, incredible guy. I love him.
And it's worked, because that has passed.
It passed last year.
Right.
However, a activist judge overturned it, saying that it was unconstitutionally vague.
Well, let's get specific with what they were saying there. They were saying that the legislature didn't know what they meant by restaurant and bar. Sean, you remember when we talked
yes,
about
I do.
That.
I
In fact,
do.
That activist judge was the number one bonehead when that ruling came
mm-hmm.
out. And she got the Bonehead of the Week Award.
Absolutely.
And we need to send her that Bonehead of the Week Award.
Right. Chancellor Bonnieman.
Yes, Chancellor Bonnieman. But I think it's important that the listener understand that if you're not familiar with Nikki Gosar's story, it's very compelling. And we're going to try to strip the audio from your speech tomorrow because I've read it. And it's incredibly compelling. It's heartbreaking. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Gosar was in a restaurant bar with her husband April 2nd,
2009.
2009, 1 year ago this month. And her husband was gunned down in cold blood in front of her in the bar. And Nikki, being a law-abiding citizen, had her gun in her car where the law required it to be in Tennessee and lost her husband as a result. And we all know, and having talked to you, many times that you could have stopped that. You had an opportunity to stop that had you had your weapon.
Yes.
And you're now fighting for that. And
yes.
all of us in here applaud you for that. There's
Absolutely.
No question about it. Very, very heartbreaking story. So, and thanks for coming on. The timing was perfect. All right. Nikki,
Thank you.
Thanks. You're a good friend of the program. Sean, we will be back, won't we?
Yes, we will.
Right after these messages on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't forget to check out Galco, folks. GalcoGunLeather.com. It's great stuff.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, The USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Armed American Radio continues its relentless march across America, you can only imagine the amount of email that I get. One of the most frequent questions is, Mark, what kind of holster do you use or recommend? Folks, that's a great question. It's also an easy one for me to answer. I have a ton of quality holsters in my holster drawer, but the ones I turn to most often for everyday use are made by Galco. No matter what type of gun you carry or what method of carry you choose, like me, you'll find that Galco manufactures the highest quality holster, made of the finest American-made materials that money can buy, and they're made by hand right here in the United States. I've been to the plant, folks. I've seen it with my own eyes. You simply won't find a better product. For a catalog, please call 800-874-2526. That's 800-874-2526. Or visit GalcoGunLeather.com. That's GalcoGunLeather.com. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Back again, live.
Live from Washington, D.C.?
The Salem Radio Network Studios. We're talking to the Salem Radio Network Studios on North Moore Street in downtown Arlington. Where's John Young when you need him, man? He's great.
Very nice.
Isn't that great? Yeah, that we should have had him voice another one of those for
Absolutely.
Us over there. Sean, we have a caller on the line that is very special.
Yes, he is.
To Armed American Radio.
Very special.
His son, Samuel Rouse, folks, you've been listening for a while. You know that we've adopted Samuel Rouse as our hero on this program, and he's been out fighting overseas on behalf of all of you, me, and everybody in this room, and it's why we're doing what we're doing here tomorrow.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Ed Rouse, his father, is on the phone, and let's bring Ed on to Armed American Radio. Ed, welcome back. What do you got? Good news.
Hey, Martin. Hey, Sean and everybody.
Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Samuel is back in the U.S., and he'll be on leave starting next week, so he's home.
He's home.
All right.
You're beside yourself.
Oh, yes. It's quite a sight to see the convoy of the vehicles coming up and him getting off.
Man, I can't even imagine, as much as we've talked and how much fun we've had with you and following him and everything that your family has sacrificed for all of us here, I'll tell you what we're going to do. You have my word that tomorrow, okay, we're doing this tomorrow and speaking here tomorrow in Washington for you.
Yes.
And your family. Well, and not just your family, but the families of every other veteran over there and every other soldier over there fighting on our behalf.
Absolutely.
And that's why we're here tomorrow.
They're fighting.
Yeah, so that their fight isn't in vain.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to thank everybody for all they've done and for tomorrow's activities. They're very important to this country.
Well, I'll tell you what you've done. And the sacrifice that you've made means a lot. And I'll tell you what, we're going to talk next week when he gets back in your arms. And he's back home. Now, he's going to be home with you for what, 30 days?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Okay, well, even if it's a day, it matters. And my next guest, Ed, first off, thank you very much for calling, okay? Congratulations to you. Welcome home. Well, can we welcome Samuel home to the United States again, fighting for us, our heroes
you
back?
You know, Mark, he's fighting for what some people in our government and in Congress have forgotten about.
You mean
rights.
the oath they took, and our next guest
exactly.
is shaking his head. Our
Absolutely.
Next guest is Ohio State Representative Danny Bupp. And Danny Bupp is a retired Marine after 31 years in the Corps, Ed.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. 31 years in the Corps. And he is the sponsor in Ohio. Sponsor?
Sponsor.
Sponsor of HB 203, right?
Yes. House Bill 203.
House Bill 203. And that's the restaurant carry bill in Ohio.
It is.
And that is a battle that you guys have been fighting up there for a long time. And this program and myself personally are good friends with the two groups up there that have been leading that charge, that being Ohioans for Concealed Carry
and Buckeye,
and
Firearms.
Buckeye Firearms, and our good friend Jim Irvine up
right.
there, who you probably know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jim does outstanding work on behalf of the people from Ohio, where I have a lot of family up there. So this kind of hits home. It's personal for me. Tell us where we're at in Ohio.
You know, both of these groups are just absolutely critical to the gun rights in Ohio, and I'm pleased to be working with both of them on this bill and other bills. And in Cincinnati, for an example, this past week we had 15 shootings. And where's the outcry? You know, I encourage all my family and friends, you better think about getting your concealed carry permit and be able to protect yourself and your family.
15 shootings.
15 shootings.
In what time period?
In 1 week in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Insane.
In the membrane. That's unbelievable. And you guys are fighting for that. Now, at what stage is HB 203 at? Because I know Nikki went up and testified.
Yes.
What kind of impact? She had to have an impact.
Well, first, let me tell you that the Ohioans for Concealed Carry had come to me with this legislation. We contacted Buckeye Firearms and several organizations working with them, NRA, and everybody supporting it. And Nikki, of course, come up when we had the proponent testimony. Her testimony was so compelling and credible. Chairman of the committee told me that that was the most moving, sincere, and compelling testimony she ever heard in the House.
Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, folks. And
yeah.
It doesn't.
No, it makes no difference when you hear her story. I've heard
Absolutely.
It. She's standing right here, and I've heard it. I've read it. I wrote about it, and you know, I sit and talk to her. We talk on the phone on a regular basis off air regularly as friends.
And, you know, with the way the economy is now, and we all know that all of our counties are hard put to continue keeping all of their law enforcement on the road and in the jails, and they're laying people off. And if people are not able to protect themselves, then that's a problem. We've got a judge, in fact, in one county in Ohio that told his constituents, folks in that area, to get their permits and be able to protect themselves.
I have that story here, and we're probably not going to get to it tonight, Sean.
We had
copies of that pulled up, but so I'm glad you brought that up. In fact, I wanted to get to that last week and didn't get a chance. So go ahead and tell us what happened in there, because that's very important. This is a judge.
Yes.
And he told his what?
Well, the county sheriff there, because of budget constraints, had laid off approximately half of his department, and both corrections and road patrol. And so you look at something like 75 personnel are being laid off, and he quite frankly told the people out there the truth. And the truth is that with that many people not being on the roads providing that protection in the public safety arena, and not being able to keep those people locked up once they're convicted through the court system, we've got a problem. And he told them to arm themselves and be able to protect themselves. He's not encouraging vigilantism or anything like that. He's just saying you have a Second Amendment right Protect yourself.
Use it.
That's right.
That's fresh thinking.
And, you know, I went to the Cincinnati Tea Party Thursday night, and Sean Hannity was supposed to be there. We had almost 10,000 people there, and many of them had their T-shirts on, something about Second Amendment rights. I wore my National Rifle Association T-shirt, and it was not a rabble-rising group. It was patriots, Mark. They're concerned about their constitutional rights.
You know, all right, where we're at with this bill right now, tell me where this stands in Ohio.
We've already had proponent testimony, and now the next stage would be opponent testimony, but there's nothing been set yet on it.
So the Democrats control the House.
They do indeed, yes.
Republicans control the state Senate.
They do, and we have a Democrat governor right now.
Strickland.
And November 2nd, we're going to change that. We are working hard to take the House back. We're working hard to elect John Kasich as governor. And we need change in Ohio, real change and real leadership.
Well, I'll tell you what, as we said in between the breaks, Strickland, you know, anybody was better than Taft.
Well, let me tell you this.
Excuse me, at that point anyway.
Mark, I will tell you that Governor Strickland has been good on guns.
Right.
And he's a nice guy. But we just crested 11% unemployment in Ohio. It just went up this past March, and it's going to continue to go up. We have no leadership.
Man, I'll tell you what, we just keep butting up against these breaks, Sean.
It goes by quick. I didn't realize
I'm telling you what, when we're not watching that clock, ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back after these messages. State Representative Danny Bupp, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.